A quick word about partial exemption. And yes, farms are subject to partial exemption just as much as other businesses are too. And partial exemption is simply a recovery mechanism for businesses that make both taxable and exempt supplies. And there are two ways of dealing with the issue. There's the standard method, that's a one-size-fits-all, or indeed special methods. Now remember, the rule is that what goes out determines what comes in. Most farms, as we've said, will be making taxable supplies, but occasionally they will be making exempt supplies. Examples: letting of land without the option, we've just mentioned that one. But sometimes there will be the renting of domestic accommodation, perhaps spare farm cottages which are let out on sort of buy-to-let, assured short-hold tenancies. Those inevitably are going to be exempt, and so a farm could easily end up being partially exempt. Most farms, in my experience, will use the standard method. That is that the amount of input tax that they recover in respect to their overheads is split according to the value of taxable sales as a proportion of the total sales made. Under the standard method, you of course are required to do an annual adjustment to avoid seasonal distortions. But there is something that we just need to touch on our way through. There have been some changes in 2009 to the partial exemption standard method. Now, why? Well, it's widely recognised, I think, by Revenue and Customs, and indeed the trade, that the rules are fairly burdensome for small and medium-sized enterprises, and HMRC have agreed the need for the change. So, what are these changes? Well, it's basically this, that instead of having to do your calculations on a quarter-by-quarter basis, you can short-circuit the whole process by using last year's partial exemption recovery number and use that in all of the quarters, which of course are only ever provisional claims, and then do your annual adjustment as normal. The second change is the option to allow the annual adjustment to be completed and done in the last quarter of the year rather than waiting until the end of the first quarter of the next tax year. Now, what does this do? Simple. It achieves certainty earlier. It's an optional change like the other one, but it's going to be, I think, widely welcomed by the partial exemption community. There are some other changes in there as well, but to my eye, those are the two main ones that are going to affect farmers.